Why?
It's very simple. Sonia and I only used to learn music and reading, and now they give us French poetry to learn. Have you been shaved lately?
Yes.
Yes, I see you have. Your beard is shorter. Let me touch it. Does it hurt?
No.
Why is it if you pull someone's hair it hurts? But if you pull a lot at once, it doesn't hurt a bit. And you know, it's a pity you don't have whiskers. You ought to be shaved, but here at the sides, the hair ought to be left. When I go to the high school,
he said,
Mother is going to buy me a watch. I shall ask her to buy me a watch chain like this. What a locket! Father's got a locket like that, only yours has little bars on it, and his has letters. There's Mother's portrait in the middle of his. Father has a different sort of chain now, not made with rings, but like ribbon.
How do you know? Do you see your father? Alyosha blushed, and in great confusion, feeling caught in a lie, began zealously scratching the locket with his nail. Beriev looked steadily into his face and asked, Do you see your father?
No.
Come, speak frankly, on your honor. I see from your face you are telling a fib. Once you've let a thing slip out, it's no good wriggling about it. Tell me, do you see him? Come, as a friend. Alyosha hesitated.
You won't tell Mother,
he said. As though I should?
On your honor.
On my honor.
Do you swear?
Oh, you provoking boy, what do you take me for? Alyosha looked round him, then with wide-open eyes whispered to him,
Only for goodness sakes, don't tell Mother. Don't tell anyone at all, for it's a secret. I hope for goodness sake Mother won't find out, or we should all catch it, Sonia and I and Pelagia. Well, listen. Sonia and I see Father every Tuesday and Friday. When Pelagia takes us for a walk, before dinner, we go to the Affel restaurant, and there is Father waiting for us. He is always sitting in a room apart, where you know there's a marble table and an ashtray in the shape of a goose without a back.
What do you do there?
Nothing. First we say, How do you do? Then we all sit around the table, and Father treats us with coffee and pies. You know Sonia eats meat pies, but I can't endure meat pies. I like the pies made of cabbage and eggs. We eat such a lot that we have to try hard to eat as much as we can at dinner, for fear that Mother should notice.
What do you talk about?
With Father, anything. He kisses us, he hugs us, tells us all sorts of amusing jokes. Do you know he says that when we are grown up, he is going to take us to live with him. Sonia does not want to go, but I agree. Of course, I should miss my mother, but then I should write her letters. It's a queer idea, but we could come and visit her on holidays, couldn't we? Father says, too, that he will buy me a horse. He's an awfully kind man. I can't understand why Mother does not ask him to come live with us, and why she forbids us to see him. You know he loves her very much. He is always asking how she is and what she is doing. When she was ill, he clutched his head like this and kept running about. He always tells us to be obedient and respectful to her. Listen, it's true that we were unfortunate.
Why?
That's what Father says. You are unhappy children, he says. It's strange to hear him, really. You are unhappy, he says. I'm unhappy, and Mother's unhappy. You must pray to God, he says. For yourselves and for her.
Alyosha let his eyes rest on a stuffed bird and sank into thought. So, growled Beriev,